Number 105. I like trucking. Jim was a typical swarthy Australian juggernaut driver. He was a little bit of a jingoist, but he could be forgiven for this because all he saw most of the time was the beautiful nature of the Australian outback. He loved watching the jolly, bounding kangaroos trying to race his juggernaut through the outback. As he jounced in his cab, he was in a state of jollity, as he imagined that he was moving in the same way as the kangaroos. When juxtaposed, the kangaroo and juggernaut, apparently jockeying for position, made a jocose sight, which even a killjoy would have smiled at if he had seen it. In the evenings, on long, tiring journeys, Jim might stop by the roadside, kindle some wood, drink a cool jug of water, and enjoy a few kernels or some junket, which was his favorite food. He might also absent-mindedly play with a kaleidoscope, which reminded him of the kaleidoscopic outback sky at dawn or dusk. His macho colleagues would certainly have joshed him endlessly about it if they had known about this somewhat juvenile pastime. But Jim's justification for playing with the toy was that it stopped him jittering or becoming jumpy when he was alone. Not that Jim had to justify his actions anyway. If Jim saw anything remotely jocular or jocund on his journeys, he would immediately stop his juggernaut and jot it down. However, he didn't jot them down in a judicious way, and they were jumbled together, seemingly jostling for a place on the tattered and smudged pages, so that even Jim's kin couldn't make head or tail of them. One particularly windy day, with the wind jogging his juggernaut, Jim approached a junction. At this juncture, a motorcade carrying members of a visiting junta was passing. Jim was in his usual jovial mood, and the junta were jubilant too, because they had just signed a big trade agreement. In their jubilation, their judiciousness suffered, and there was a crash with Jim's juggernaut. Luckily, no one was hurt, and one car was only dented. Jurisprudence in the junta's country would have blamed Jim, as blaming the junta was beyond their ken. Luckily for Jim, they were in a different jurisdiction. The judicial system was slow, but the local judiciary, who issued a judicial finding, decided that the accident was not Jim's fault, and that a small amount of compensation was justifiable. Jim bought a new kennel for his dog with the money.